I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
You mentioned that as you got into teaching, you found out that, you know, students were not that excited to learn. Is motivation part of it? So if we kind of learn a new way, does that change our motivation, or do we need to change our motivation first?
Well, I think in order to change the motivation, you have to be motivated to change it, right? So one of the things that this most helpful parents can do even, and especially teachers, is a friend of mine, I've kind of adopted his motto that he uses with his clients in his business, and that is, he says, you know, I think everybody wants to be wants three things. I think they want to be listened to, I think they want to be understood, and I think they want to be taken seriously. And when I started using that approach, especially with kids and encouraging parents to do that, you can do a lot with your kids and for your kids very early on, even as early as kindergarten and first grade. If they come home and they're frustrated with school, they don't know how to do things, or they're frustrated with homework, one of the first things you can do is listen, and you can, of course, empathize and say, wow, that sounds really tough. But then you take them seriously and you say, well, what do you think would help you here at home to get your homework done? I mean, maybe at a different time of day, maybe, you know, something that would work with me here. And they'd say, well, just not to have it, that would help me. You say, well, not seriously. I'm listening to you. And what I'd like to know is, what could we experiment with at home? Where would you like to be? Would it help if you were eating or drinking something? Do you want to do it for a certain period of time? What do you have? Let's experiment with what works. And then, of course, you always have the bottom line of what works. So if they say, well, I want to do it on the floor with the TV in the background, and I want to eat some chips, and I want to have, you know, have headphones on my head with some music, and you say, well, okay, I'm going to give you 2 or 3 days to prove to me that that works. Because if you can prove that it works, I'll let you keep doing it. But otherwise, it's just an excuse. And so you begin to help them figure out, so that when, as they get older, and especially when they leave us, because they don't just turn into mature adults at 18, right? When they leave us and they run into a situation where, ugh, this is boring and I don't want to do it, they can ask themselves, okay, what am I going to need to do? Maybe if I, so that they have resources at hand. And so as you're asking them the questions, you're having them think about it, having them come up with possible solutions. And if they can't, if they say or refuse to, you just say, would you like a couple of suggestions? And you help them experiment with what works.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.